Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we love to pray and talk to you and fellowship with you and commune with you. And we thank you, Father, right now for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your love. You love us so much. And we thank you, Father God, for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're celebrating 4 years of podcast episodes, of podcasting here, and we're excited. We're over 200 episodes at this point, and moving along. We want to pray right now and stop as we've done the last couple of times and pray for the remainder of these countries that people who have listened in these countries have listened and maybe are still listening. And we don't know who's listening, but we can see statistics of where they're listening, of their geographical locations. So I want to pray for the remainder of these countries, and then there'll be more we'll add as we go along this year too. Father God, I lift up the people who have listened to this podcast and maybe are still listening to this podcast in Germany, in South Africa, Nigeria, Sweden, Spain, and Japan. And we thank you, Father God, for the partners of this ministry, our prayer partners, people who've determined to pray and pray for us and pray for the people whom this ministry is reaching. And we lift up our financial partners, people who have supported the ministry financially so that we can continue on with the podcast. And we thank you, Father God. We've never asked for money, never will. We just put that in your hands and you've always supplied. And while I'm praying that, I pray for the people who are listening right now that as their needs have come to them, that you have met their needs according to your riches and glory. And as they look to you and put in the process the principles of tithing, of giving to the Lord, that Father God, you honor that in their lives too. And we thank you. We're all growing together in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Some people have asked about how many people have heard the podcast. I get that occasionally, and I try to give updates on that in our teaching letter, which we put out several times a year. It's called Heavenly Realities. And also, we have a monthly partners letter. You don't have to be a partner if you're just interested in receiving it. Just email us and let us know. That's bertandjoe.com, bertandjoe.com. You can go to the website and contact us through that if you want to. That's fine. And you will see how to access more information and more resources. All right, let's get back into this interesting series called The Echo of God's Love. Just for a few minutes today. I'm about to say, I hope I haven't confused you. Well, the word doesn't confuse you, and we know who the author of confusion is. So if you get confused about this, maybe we're trying to think too much with our natural mind as to, you know, why this isn't flowing in some sort of order. One reason is because I don't have it in an order. Some of it's just coming right out of my spirit, and some of it I've got on paper and just kind of trying to follow whichever way God's leading. But we've been talking about an interesting revelation that we are to echo God's love. We use the scripture that we love him because he first loved us. That's found over in 1 John 4:19. If you look back in verse 18, it says there's no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear or casts fear out of doors. And we've talked about that scripture a lot on these podcast episodes over the years. We'll continue to because we don't want fear in our lives. And that's what the enemy tries to do is bring stress and anxiety and fear. I was listening to a Bible teacher recently and he said something like this, that anxiety is exalting the inferior. And I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, the Word of God is not inferior. It's relevant. It's exactly what we need. And it's truth. But anxiety, when we're anxious, we're exalting something above the word, and that whatever we're exalting and thinking about and worrying about and meditating on the wrong way is inferior. Wow, that's really powerful. I could go off into that a lot. But we love him, 1 John 4:19, because he first loved us. And then in 1 John 4, I believe it's 7 and 8, beloved, starts off, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. So that's the way the chorus went. We used to sing, and I believe that's pretty close to the scripture there. I'm not going to turn to it right now, but because you can. But that's 1 John 4, 7 and 8, and 1 John 4, 19. So we echo God's love back to him. We love him because he first loved us. He loved us. We love him. And then we love the world. So we're being a conduit so that the world and people can echo that love back to him. They can experience that love and give it back to him. And the same thing is true. See, that's based on his word, which is Isaiah. We talked about Isaiah 55:11, that the word will not return empty-handed to God. It won't come back to him empty-handed, the message says. It's going to accomplish that which he pleases. It's going to accomplish his purpose. His purpose in you experiencing his love is to know the unconditional love of God. That love is just so, it passes knowledge. It's beyond what we can understand and fathom. He loves us so much, even when we are against him, he still loves us. Jesus loved those who were crucifying him. Now you think about that. That's pretty powerful in itself. All right, we're trying to press on here. Let's see what we can see. I love one thing I want to emphasize again, that by faith, God speaks those things. He calls those things that be not as though they were. We're going to try to get into that in just a few minutes here. When he calls out the fact in 1 Peter, well, let's turn there. 1 Peter 2:24. It reads, and it's referring back to Matthew 8:17 and Isaiah 53, I believe that's 4 and 5, but it talks about the fact that in Isaiah and Matthew are pointing toward the cross, saying that it talks about the crucifixion and that we are healed. And then in Peter, he's looking back to the cross, and he says, who his own self, 1 Peter 2:24. If you don't know this scripture, maybe some of you hadn't been exposed to this, to a lot of teaching on healing. But if you're suffering and from sickness and disease, it's helpful to know these scriptures. And even if you do know them, repeat them to yourself and meditate on them and and refresh yourself. But who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. Here he's definitely talking about sin. But then he goes on to say, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, a lot of people have said, you know, that's spiritual healing. But get this, our spirit doesn't need healing. Our spirit needs salvation. It needs recreating, not healing. Our spirit is recreated when we're born again. So he's talking here about the stripes of Jesus. And if you go back to Matthew 8:17 and Isaiah, you'll see that Jesus bore those stripes for our sicknesses and diseases. His body was broken so that we might be put back together and be healed. So God is saying through the word, healed. You're healed. And we're repeating back, healed. I'm healed. I was healed. I've received what you've already provided for me in Christ. Well, I'm trying to move on and can't get away from this Isaiah 55:11. Over in the message, it says, I don't think the way you think, the way you work isn't the way I work. And then he goes on and talks about, it's basically seed time and harvest. If you remember Oral Roberts, God really used him to show this to this generation that it's planting seed and harvesting it. Now, a lot of times people use that in the realm of finances, and that's for sure, but it's in every area of our lives. Our words that we speak are seeds, they're containers. What kind of crop are you and I planting? What kind of harvest are we getting is determined by what seed we're planting. Okay, so let's move on to this. And he says, I don't think the way you think, but here's a really great passage of scripture. We'll probably just have to close with this. It's just so good. I'm still trying to move on to this. But this is the way it works. We can understand, even though he says, you don't think the way I think, in Isaiah now, in the old covenant, and you don't work the way I work. But in the new covenant, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm going to read this from the Passion Translation, starting with verse 12, and we're going to read down all the way through verse 16. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all the grace, all that grace has lavished upon us. Grace. It's a great acronym. The word is G-R-A-C-E. God's riches at Christ's expense. See, this is the grace that was lavished upon us and shown us. And that's the love of God. That's one of the attributes of the love of God, His grace. And you see, we are to show His love and His grace to others. Boy, I'm working on that in my life right now. I hope you are too. All right. And just by the way we work on it is by resting in it. Entering into His rest. That's where the labor comes. All right. So verse 13, and we articulate these realities with the words imparted to us by the Spirit and not with the words taught by human wisdom. We join together Spirit-revealed truths with Spirit-revealed words. Oh my goodness, we could, revelation knowledge, we could go into this so much, and I want to teach more on this too. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. Those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. For who has ever intimately known the mind of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become His counselor? Christ has, and we possess Christ's perceptions. King James, I believe, says, "And we have the mind of Christ." So we can understand what God's purpose is, and for our lives, and what the Word says, and what the covenant, New Covenant provides for us, the New Testament provides. And it's that love of God that allows us to grasp it. And that's why it's important to get in the Word, because we are echoing His Word. That's what the Bible is God's Word to us. We're echoing that Word and reflecting that Word back to Him. So that makes us believers in the Word. Echo people. Echoers. And next time we're going to get into that a little bit more too. So praise God. Just meditate on some of these things. Think about some of these things. That somebody says, well, God's ways are higher than our ways. Yes, He said that back in Isaiah. But now we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you we can understand only through revelation knowledge, not with our own natural minds, but through revelation knowledge, revealed knowledge, knowledge revealed to our minds and enlightening our minds with that light and wisdom and knowledge. And I pray that over whoever's listening to this, Father God, right now, that they will walk in this, they will walk in the love that's being revealed to us, so that we can show love to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.